Okay, you were born in 1917. Great Depression hit roughly in 1929, so that would have made you around 12 years old. Do you remember anything about the coming of the Great Depression? Do you remember what happened? Do you remember hearing any news about it?
No, very.
The stock market crash. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, it's very little news. You see that we heard or knew of that.
Okay. So you would say, could you say that you experienced, your family experienced the devastation of the Great Depression? Or was your family pretty much stay the same?
Well, yes, it did affect us, I'm sure, and it affected everybody, I'd say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But were there any noticeable changes?
Well, my dad did. He did. He had to leave his farm and go work at a dairy for a period of time at my granddad's.
Okay, why did he have to leave his farm?
Well, he had to, I guess, make a little money to help out, and that was the only chance he had of making the money.
Well, who worked the farm when he left?
Well, it was a time when the farm worked for him. Didn't have to be done that much. I mean, you know,
okay.
Between the seasons.
Right, okay. Okay, we're in the Great Depression now. That's roughly the 1930s. And Herbert Hoover comes along and he gets ousted. FDR becomes president, is that right? Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
Yeah, yes, he brought people out of the Depression,
okay.
Of course. So.
And he created a lot of programs, like work programs, build the highways and stuff like that.
WPA, yeah.
Right, okay. Tell me about WPA. Tell me about all these programs. You know a lot more
than
that.
WPA was... Well, that was building roads, but they did it with manual labor and wheelbarrows and mixing cement, building bridges like that.
Right.
I mean, there wasn't machinery. They did it more so with just their manual labor, you know.
Okay.
Because my husband, after I married, now he helped build some bridges that way, and he worked in some rock pits.
Mm-hmm.
They had these big sledgehammers. They went down in the pits and bursted up the rock to go on the roads with this manual labor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a hard job, but yet they were making a little money at it, which there wasn't any money to be made until those jobs came along.
Okay. Were there any other programs that you were familiar with? He might have said that.
The WPA was the thing I think of most. And President Roosevelt, I think I'm right, he's the one who started Social Security.
Yep.
I think I'm right.
I believe you are.
Because there was no Social Security.
Right, Hoover didn't believe in Social Security. Yeah. So what about CCC camps? Do you remember them?
Well, yeah, they were CCC camps, but I never had any... neither one of my brothers nor my dad was nothing with Washington Mike.
Okay, the camps, I believe me and you was talking. Didn't you tell me you had a cousin or something that went up to Oregon on one of them camps?
Gurley's nephew, Louis Towner. He left Alabama and he went to Oregon in CC Camp Dave. And he stayed out there and he made an engineer.
This was in the 30s.
Well, I guess in the CC Camp days.
Okay. Did he go up there with the hopes of staying up there, or is he just going to make some extra money and come back?
Well, he will. You know, he was getting in it to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother wasn't a widow woman at that time. I started to say his mother was a widow woman, but anyway, he was getting into it to make a little money to help the family out.
Okay. Okay, going back, you said your husband, Gurley Townley, he worked in the WPA for a little while?
Oh, yes, he worked on the WPA.
Was when he got that, was that his main job, or was he unemployed at the time, or was he working two jobs, or?
He was unemployed, and that was his main job.
Okay. Did he? The Great Depression laid him off then, is what you're saying. Was that one of the reasons why?
Well, he only helped farm before he got that.
Okay.
And worked in some little push mines, they called it, little.
But tell me what that is.
Little mines is where they would go in and, well, some of them had mules where he worked, didn't have a mule to pull the coal out. Which,
right.
It was just man labor that,
right,
dug the coal out and then pushed it out on little cars.
Okay. Okay. When were you married? You just an approximate date, or you said you had the exact date?
It's February the 5th, 1938.
And that would have made you 19 years old. No, 38. Because that would have made you 20 years old then.
Mm-hmm.
20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your courtship. Just tell me what it was like. Was it a 2 or 3 date thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or would the family put y'all together and you just kind of had, you did it because you knew you had to find a man? Did you really love him? Did you know you just, I mean, was you ready to get out of the house? What was it about?
The courtship, I mean, you went to church, you went to singings, to meet friends and family, sweethearts, whatnot. That's the only really way young people got together. Well, more so was at church or scenes. Every once in a while there'd be a little party in the community. And that was your courting time. Usually you went to church and your boyfriend walks you home. And if he came to see you, he didn't have a car, he walked or had to come with a friend when he came. At that time he didn't have a car. When we first met in Corbin.
Mm, where'd you meet him at? Church?
Well, the church. I guess so. Fair Gossip Church, I guess.
Did he ask you out on a date, or did he have to ask you to come see you?
A boy would usually ask a girl, could he walk her home from church? That was usually the starting of it. Then you made dates, or then, can I come see you on Sunday evening or Saturday night?
Okay.
And it was usually, you did more so your courting at home or back and forth from the church to home.
Okay. Well, what was the attitude with your parents about when you started dating? Did they like the idea of you dating?
Well, they didn't say a lot. I guess they thought that, I was the age to date, don't you?
Okay. How long did you, quote, date before he asked you to marry him?
I don't know, maybe 8
up?
Or 10 months or something.
Can you speak up just a little bit more? That's good. Just speak up just a little bit. I'm sorry. 8 to 10 months.
I'll say that. I'm not positive.
Okay, did he, was it a big deal? Was it, do y'all both decide on it? Did he ask you, like, did he bring a ring, or did he have a ring, or just kind of informally, just kind of mention it to you when you was walking home one day? How did it happen?
Well, he asked me to marry him. But at that time, there was no ring at that time. There was no money for a ring.
How did you feel when he asked you?
I loved him, so I wanted to get married.
Okay, you was happy. Okay. Were you married right away, or was it like a long engagement? Or?
No, it wasn't very long engagement. Maybe a few months.
Okay. Where did you live after you? Did you move out of the house to move in with it?
We lived with his dad for a little while. We lived with his dad for a period of time. But he was working with WPA, and then we got out in a little house.
Okay. Okay, you just got married, newlywed. Would you say your economic status improved then? From your parents to now, or it worsened? Or about the same? What would you say?
Well, it wasn't very much improvement at first, because there wasn't much money coming in, period.
Okay. Okay, did you grow your own food at this time?
We had a garden. We started out having a garden. First thing, started having a garden. And my dad gave us a cow. And then later we had a mule. Or his dad gave him the mule, or a little colt. We raised it. So we had a mule to plow the garden with.
Okay.
Old Kit.
Okay, let's change subjects just a little bit. Let's talk about, okay, you've already had your family. Okay, you have 5 kids. Considering the time when you was raised and the period when they was raised, would you say that your children had better opportunities to advance, quote, in socially, economically throughout their life than you did?
Yes, they did.
Yes, what's your reasoning on that?
Well, their dad got a job in the mines. Okay. He got a job in the mines, and then as the children grew older, the oldest one, Betty, she had a job at the flower shop working part-time when she was going to school, or high school. So they did have a lot better chance than I had.
Okay. So you got married in 1938. At this time, World War II was going on. Did you have a lot of news on that? A lot of information coming in? You said from your newspaper? I mean, was there a lot of talk about World War II?
We had at that time we had a battery radio there.
Okay.
We got a battery radio.
Do you remember about when you got that radio?
No, but we heard of the radio of Pearl Harbor being bombed.
You did?
We heard over the radio Pearl Harbor was bombed.
What were your thoughts of that?
I was so scared and uneasy. My husband would have to go to war, to service, you know. But the mines deferred him to work in the mines.
Okay.
Or he would have had to go.
Okay, how old was he at this time? Same age?
He and I were the same age, or came the same age in the same year.
Oh, he was about 20 then.
Well, he was. Well, I said we had. I'd say he was 22 or 3, I guess.
Okay. How did you feel about the war at the time? Think it was good war, bad war, needed war?
Well,
how did your husband feel?
Well, he didn't want to go to the war. He was scared, I guess. He was scared to go. Of course, somebody had to go. The war had to be fought, I thought. But he didn't have to go. He would have rather, he rather stayed and worked in the mines than have gone.
Did you know anybody that went off to war?
Oh yes, we had some neighbors that had some boys that had to go to the war.
Do you remember if they came back or not?
I definitely remember one didn't come back. Well, I know of others that didn't too. I remember there was a boy from town that didn't come back, and there was a boy from Saragossa that didn't come back, a Chandler boy. Anyway, we heard of you know, I mean, some of them were pretty close by, and then some wasn't that close by. But.
Okay. Let's just shift back to war. Just shift back just a little bit. Quick question. Let's go back to World War One. Did you have any relatives, like maybe your father or his brothers, anybody like that, or anybody that you knew that fought in World War One, the first one, that you can think of? If you can't, it's no big deal.
No, I can't think of them. Now, my older brother went to